Can we speak to the Lord in prayer? Our God and Father, once more we thank you for an opportunity to approach your throne. Your word has told us it is the throne of grace. Your kindness and your love to the human race. We ask your help. We give thanks for what has been said so far. We give thanks for the singing. Thank you for the Vine Mount Assembly. Bless every brother and every sister, young ones and the old, and save many sinners, we ask. We give you thanks. We look to you for help. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. Brethren, we look at the Gospel of Luke. And the question before us is, how readest thou? How do you read? Or how are you reading? And I want to begin with verse 25 of the Gospel of Luke and chapter 10. We have 15 minutes, and 15 minutes is a short time. Verse 25 says, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. He said to him, thou hast answered right. Do this, and you will live. But he, willing to justify him, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. By chance there came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor to him that fell among the thieves? Now the first thing that I want to emphasize is that the Lord Jesus asked this young man, how readest thou? When we come to the Word of God, how do we read it? Some years ago, a journalist in Barbados, a top-class journalist, who had responsibility for the Barbados Sunday Advocate, was speaking to me about journalism. I was speaking with him, asked him a few questions. He says, when a journalist goes on a scene to report, there are 5 questions that he asks himself. Those 5 questions are what, where, why, when, and sometimes how. You want to get the facts. You want to be very clear that what you're saying is the truth. This man came to tempt the Lord Jesus. And the expression that is used, he came to test the Lord Jesus thoroughly. In Luke chapter 10 and that verse 25, the word tempted means he came to test Jesus thoroughly. This man was trying to catch out Jesus. He was trying to find flaws in Jesus. And so his questions were directed in that direction. He wanted to prove that Jesus was not as good as people think. He thinks that he is. So he says to Jesus, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." He was trying to prove to Jesus that he knew the law. But notice, what, where, why, when, how. I want to start with what the Lord Jesus said to the man. "How readest thou?" Remember, this man was a lawyer, which means in the scripture, he was an expert in the Mosaic law. If he was an expert, he should know. If he took up the position of being an expert, it means that he should know. But the Lord Jesus exposed him because he was not reading properly. He was not taking in and believing the word of God. This is not just the word of a man. This is really much, much more than that. This is the word of God. And so the Lord Jesus says to him, "How readest thou?" When I take up the scriptures in the morning, let me understand, first of all, that it is the word of God. It is the truth. God cannot lie, and God is setting before us the truth. So that if we want to be helped, we can turn to those scriptures and receive help from the Lord. His word is exalted, even above his name. God is very careful and very wise to help us. And the word that he has given us, as we read it, we must read it prayerfully. We should get before God and cry to him in prayer, because if we are to understand his word, God is the one who must reveal its meaning and its truth to us. We must read the word of God carefully, not carelessly, but carefully. That as we read it, we are thinking about what God is saying to us. We must also read the word of God cheerfully. That is, it should fill our hearts with joy, with cheer, with gladness. And then we should read it meditatively, because there's much meat in the word of God. To meditate really is to muse upon, to think upon it, to turn it over in my mind. Because there are many things that God is saying to me. So read it prayerfully. Read it carefully. Read it cheerfully and read it meditatively. I must think upon that word that I am reading. One day, a brother who was spending a few days in Barbados stayed at my home. We were going somewhere together, and I told him, you know, I should be ready at about 3:15. Then I looked at him. I was ready to go, and I looked at him, and I was not sure that he was ready. So I questioned him, "Where is your Bible?" He said to me, "Trust me, my Bible is in my pocket." He had a small Bible that was suitable for holding in the pocket. And he put it in his pocket. But the point is, he was ready. Another brother said to me some years ago, an older brother, "Never go anywhere except you have a copy of the Bible on you. Well, that was his habit. But we can learn from him. And it is very important to realize that the Lord Jesus, in speaking to this lawyer, one who would have known the law of Moses, for that's what a lawyer was in those days. Lawyers nowadays do not practice that. But this man was not only an expert, but he had the right book. An expert in the Word of God. He was an expert in the law of Moses. Read the Bible prayerfully. Talk to God before you read it. And I love to get up in the morning and before I brush my teeth, before I take off my pajamas, before I take a shower, I love to sit on the side of my bed and talk with the Lord. And the Lord enjoys talking with me. He has said many things to me as I sat there on the side of my bed with my Bible open in my hand. But the distinct question before us this afternoon is, how readest thou? As you read the Word of God, get a notebook or a piece of paper and get a pencil or a pen and be ready to write down anything of tremendous importance that as you read, the Lord will give to you. So that piece of paper and that pencil remind me of another saying that I received from someone else. The shortest pencil is longer than the longest memory. There are some people who commit a lot of things to memory. But sometimes your memory is going to fail you, no matter how good you are. And the point is, if you write down something of importance that God has given to you, what is going to happen is, when you need it, you can always turn back to it, the piece of paper, and there is your note written down for your memory, your help. In the book of Nehemiah and chapter 8, we read another verse of scripture. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 8. And it reads like this. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly. The Jews had returned home, some of them. They were in the land, and they found it was a very wonderful occupation to read the Word of God. Here they are on this occasion. They are read in the book of the law of God distinctly. When you and I read in public, we are reading for other people to hear. We should read distinctly. We should so pronounce the words that the person who is listening understands what we are saying. And they not only read in the book of the law of the Lord distinctly, but they give the sense. What does it mean? What is God saying to me when I read this portion of scripture?
Okay.
Step further.
Yeah.
Hello? They went further. They caused them to understand the reading. So explanation was given. And as the Word of God was explained, it would be helpful to those who heard it. Why do you come to the meeting? Why do you come and sit among the saints? Why do you come and sit in Sunday school? You come and you sit in the Sunday school or you sit in the meeting so you can benefit from the reading of the Word of God. Benefit too from the prayers. Benefit from the thanksgiving that are going up to God. But in this verse, they read in the book of the law of God distinctly. They were not muffled, they were clear. They were not vague in what they were saying. They were very, very expressive of what they were saying. And they caused them to understand the reading. If I am conveying a portion of the Word of God to someone else, I should help that person to understand what is being read. And Nehemiah and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites taught the people and said unto all the people, this day is holy unto Jehovah, your God. Mourn not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. The people realized that they had sinned against God. They realized that they had been very disobedient to the Lord over a period of many years. Some of them came back to the land of Israel, and one of them had been given a name, and his name expresses the problem. This man had been born in Babylon. His name is Zerubbabel. That name Zerubbabel means born in Babylon. This man had never seen Jerusalem. He had never seen the Holy Land. He had heard about it. He had read about it. Now the Lord was gracious and had caused them to return to Jerusalem. When I say them, I mean that nation, some of them. But the point is, this particular man, Zerubbabel, had been born in Babylon. He had never seen Jerusalem. But now, when they returned from the exile, when they returned from the captivity, he was seeing Jerusalem for the first time. And his heart must have been touched deeply. When you and I read the Word of God, it touched our hearts deeply. And may we recognize that it is the Word of God. I turn to Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2.
If you can bring it to a close shortly, David, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2. Yeah, Habakkuk 2 and verse 2. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that read of it. What we have before us is the fact that when we hear the Word of God, it should stir us to action for God. Something that I need to do for God. Some commandment that I need to obey. May the Lord help us. And may the Lord bless the young people as we understand that how we should read the Word of God. Read it prayerfully. Read it meditatively. Read it cheerfully. Read it with a glad heart. And go and read it obediently. May the Lord add a blessing to His Word for His name's sake.